In today's Mishnah, we learn the third and fourth Mishnah from the eighth parak of Masechta Bava Batra. So this Mishnah begins with the Benot Tzlofchad. These are the daughters of Tzlofchad. Tzlofchad only had daughters, and when their father passed away, the daughters presented their case to Moshe Rabbeinu. And at that time, it wasn't clear that in the absence of sons, the daughters would inherit. And having presented their case, Moshe Rabbeinu approached HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Hashem actually said, indeed, they are correct, and they should receive their share, they should receive their inheritance. What the Mishnah teaches us here is actually, Benot Tzlofchad didn't just receive one share to divide amongst them, they received three. And that is because, as the Mishnah explains, the way that Eretz Yisrael was divided up wasn't according to the people that actually entered Eretz Yisrael, it was according to the people that left Mitzrayim. And this is despite the fact that all those people left Mitzrayim and never actually entered Eretz Yisrael and never actually took hold of any share that they would have received. Nonetheless, we consider it as if all those people that entered Israel, their share is simply an inheritance from the generation that preceded them, meaning those people that left Mitzrayim. So what the Mishnah says is, as a result of that, Benot Tzlofchad natu shlosha chalakim benachala. They actually get three shares. First is chelek avihem. First is, as they were rightly presented their case, they get their share of their father's, shayal im yotzei Mitzrayim, because he too left Egypt, so therefore he got his own independent chelek. However, they get another two shares. Now why is that? That is because Mishnah says, "Vechelko im echav benichsei chefer." They also got a share with their brothers because their grandfather Chefer also left Mitzrayim. Now his share would have been divided up amongst the sons, and their father is one of those sons, so they would receive a chelek, a share in their grandfather's share in Eretz Israel as well, by virtue of inheriting their father's. However, because Veshaya Bechor, because their father was a Bechor, then notel shnei chalakim. Then they would actually receive two shares, because the Bechor receives a double share in the estate, so they would actually get two shares in their grandfather's chelek in Israel. So they get those two shares plus an independent share that their father would have received because he left Mitzrayim, so 2 plus 1 is equal to 3. And interesting to point out is this din of Bechor. Normally a Bechor, firstborn, he only receives a double share in that of the state that's actually present at that moment. Anything that's what's called Ra'ui, anything that would come into the state in the future, he doesn't get a double share. So in this situation, you would think they shouldn't be receiving a double share. Nonetheless, we say that Mikom Akom, this is to quote Kati, he says, Eretz Yisrael Muchzeket Haytalu Yotzei Mitzrayim. We already consider as if Eretz Yisrael are divided and within the Muchzeka, meaning already considered the property of those who left Egypt, so therefore we say that Tzlofchad would have been right to receive a double share, and therefore Benot Tzlofchad get a double share in the Chefer's share in Eretz Yisrael. Let's continue. The way the boys inherit, or girls inherit in the absence of boys, they would be exactly the same when they're inheriting from their father's or mother's estate. So in other words, this is important, because not only do we say there's a precedence for boys in the father's estate, there's a precedence as well in the mother's. But the question is that there's no difference when we're talking about, say, the mother's estate and the father's estate, except for a few things. First is, Elisha ben notel pi shnayim benichzei av. We've already mentioned that a Bechor, the firstborn, receives a double share. That would only be referring to the state of the father. Vein notel pi shnayim benichzei em. He would not receive a double share when, say, dividing out that which they inherit from the mother, say, for example, the mother's ketubah. And that is because it says, when it comes to the law of Bechor, it says, Bechor Hashem Tzal Lo, only in the law, masculine sense, only in the father's estate, not the mother's estate. Similarly, another important difference, this is something we mentioned back in Ketubot, probably around a year ago, if not longer. And that is that despite the fact that we've mentioned the boys might have a precedence in terms of actual Yerusha, we say, Habanot Nizonot Min Nichseya Av. That is that after the father passes away, the daughters are supported from the estate. And that is one of the Tnai Ketubah, one of the conditions of the Ketubah, that even if it passes away, the daughters will be supported from the estate. But that, once again, the Tnai Ketubah is only when referring to his estate. However, another difference in what the Mishnah is stressing now between the estate of the father and the estate of the mother is that while the daughters are supported from the state of the father, if there's inheritance for the mother, they're not supported from that because the Tnai Ketubah only applied to the father's estate, not the mother's. Those in the Mishnah today.